good deal, I guess.
It's been a quiet day. I think the Kennedy matter, though, has gone very well, Mr. President.
Well, now tell me, I see all these bad stories,
well,
like Mary McCrory and Joe Kraft.
I didn't think the McCrory story was too bad. The Kraft story was awful, but you got to expect one or two of those, and that's the two of those, really bad one that I saw. The rest of it, I thought, went very well. And I talked to Bobby again yesterday a couple of times after I talked to you, and he still seemed in good spirits, and there didn't seem to be anything building up.
Now, is he planning on running for New York Senate? I see a lot of speculation on that.
Well, I don't know. I talked to him about several alternatives, and I told him he just had to take a more constructive approach to his own future than to think about traveling a year abroad. That didn't make a damn bit of sense to me, unless he knew what he was going to do when he got back. If he knew what he was going to do when he got back, then going a year abroad made some sense. But since he didn't know what he was going to do when he got back, he ought to think of running in New York or asking for some appointment in the executive branch. So he said he'd think about it. I feel very sure that as of midday or late yesterday, he didn't have any idea what he was going to do.
Somebody told me he was having a meeting with Averill and Forrestal and a bunch of them up there at Hyannisport, and I would assume that that's presumably to talk about New York.
It might well be. I strongly encouraged him to run in New York. I thought that would meet your objectives. I knew Teddy felt that, and it seems to me it's by far the best thing for him to do.
Now, they all tell me, and I don't know, I don't want to overdo it. I want to do everything that a considerate, compassionate, understanding friend would do without crawling and being irritating. But they tell me a big problem is Ms. Kennedy. They say that Ken O'Donnell told me yesterday, said 60% of the trouble comes out of here. She's upset. She hadn't quite got reconciled to being out of here, and that she feels this about Bobby, and Bobby feels he kind of has an obligation to her, and says, Mr. President, said 50-60% of my problem is there. Now, what can I do about that? What should I do? I don't know what to do. I want to see her. I called her. I write her. I get a warm, courteous, standoffish reception. And she says she can't come around the White House. She just has such memories of it. And I can't very well do much else, so I don't know what to do.
Well, I'm not sure. I don't really think Ken's assessment is quite correct. I don't
Good.
Think she's been pushing Bobby, and I don't think she has any antagonism toward you, and I don't think she's moving toward a big scene at Atlantic City. Now, I'm going to have dinner with her tonight, and maybe I'll be in a better position tomorrow or Monday to comment further on it.
Well, that's good.
But I really don't believe that she's causing trouble. I know she isn't consciously, and I doubt that she's doing it unconsciously.
Well, don't you ever let her get under the impression that there's any unfriendliness toward her here, or anything except whatever she wants.
I'll surely make that clear without obviously.
You can just be positive of that and underwrite it.
I think on the whole it went off a lot better than I anticipated it might, Mr. President. I really thought there could have been a scene to start with and some bad newspaper articles after that. Hell, nobody reads Kraft. He doesn't have any national following. And that's the only bad one I've seen.
Preston had one. They leaked it that we had pressured him to say this and that. And what I did, I guess I made a mistake, but I said to him, he said, how do you want to handle this? And I said, any way you want to. And my thought, that by his saying something, that it would be interpreted, he didn't want to go with me, instead I didn't want him. And it would save face for him. That was my feeling in the matter. It would get my job done.
Sure, I thought it was a good idea. Sorry he didn't do it.
But they leaked it out, and his reply to Ken O'Donnell was that he would prefer that we do it because it would be presumptuous and appear that he had felt that he was vice president, or ought to be vice president, and he just be presumptuous to take that position. So we ought to announce it. So I thought in the light of the thing that we did. Now, Dean is having a big coming out party for him in Atlanta, and columnists were around. Bill White came to me and really laid the glove on me, said that Rusk ought to be the nominee. And there wasn't any question what he was a man. And nearly every person that had my philosophy and that was stood for the things that I stood for and were close political associates of mine wanted you. They you ought to heard the groaning and the crying when it came over a young boy, Lloyd Benson, who's a member of Congress and a very able, wealthy, good-looking, fine, married to a power model, smart boy in Texas, one of John's top men. He's worth $20-30 million. He called up and said, I just want to quit. I want to fold up. And if you haven't met him, you want to meet him because he is a real, real guy. Now, that was pretty well all over the South and the border state. Freeman was really ginning things up with the farmers and had rural America going and was taking on Goldwater. I see Hodges took him on yesterday. Yeah, was Hodges at our cabinet meeting?
He was at one and not the other, and I don't remember which one. I don't think he was at the one that you spoke at.
I want you to think how you can do it without getting in their hair, and I know you're not looking for any more assignments. And I've overloaded you now, and I don't want you to have a breakdown, but I want you to think this administration coming up, what you can do as my executive vice president to help me direct this cabinet.
Well, you're not.
And I think when I... No, I need an organization man and a man that's got some imagination and experience. And I need to issue instructions and see it they carried out and place a responsibility and make them live up to it. And I told that cabinet I didn't want them to get personal Goldwater, didn't I?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, I've had two of them attack him this week.
Yeah.
And that's the only news he's made is their attacks. Now, I guess Hodges wasn't there. I believe Roosevelt was there, as I remember it.
Roosevelt was at one and Hodges the other session. I don't remember which was which.
Well, now, we ought to be thinking. I thought about your economy program the other day, but I think on general things, we ought to lay down directions for them. We're getting ready to make up our budget, and we're getting ready to go to Congress for new legislation. We got to have new plans.
Old programs ought to be cut back so there's room for
all
new
right.
programs.
All right, well, now do some thinking. Get you some research people. Pull in some folks from these universities and come in here now and be my my number one executive if I have to put it out on the table, I can say so. If I don't, we can do it by meeting a couple times a week or once a week, and then I can call. Let's put this cabinet to work on what we want next year. We're going to have to recommend it and what we want the next 4 years, what kind of administration it's to be.
How do you get this great
society? I don't want you to have the... I don't want you to have the bad connotations of the Sherman Adams, but I really want, in theory, someone to do the planning and the thinking that he really did by what such as it was.
I really don't think it can be done by a
cabinet officer.
I don't think it can be done by a cabinet officer. I think it could be done by your vice president. I think it could be done by in the White House maybe. But I don't think it could be done by a cabinet officer. But let me think about it, and I'll have some ideas for you.
Well, it's got to be done, man. You just find out how to do it. That's what you got to do.
Right. Okay.
If you have to covertly do it, we got to do it. I want you to be thinking on it. You don't know anything else?
No, and I'd appreciate it if you'd keep confidential my staying with Jackie tonight. I don't want to get it in society.
Not a human. Not a human. Don't worry about
that. I'll tell you when I get back.
Not a human. Not a human.
What I think about it.
Not a human. Okay. All right. Bye, Mr. Brown.